Welcome to Voices Love of Freedom. Radio. All right, folks, when you just keep getting the same thought in your head over and over and over, that's God telling you, hey, I told you, son, get out here and deliver the message. So here is the message, okay? Pretty simple, pretty straightforward, and God's going to say it here. I think it's 1 Kings. We'll turn to it in a second. Come, let us reason together. First, we've got problems. We got all this politics. We got all this aggravation. We got all this everything going on here on the side. And at the end of the day, I'm telling you, the confusion is going to wipe away, okay? It's going to wipe away. And so we're going to get into this thing here, and let me see here if I can find it. Let's see here. Let me see. Well, no, I had it. Well, I think we can pretty much build on it, but when we're reasoning together, what's the point of it, right? So, talking about a period of time. Let me see. I'd like to read it for you. I don't have my phone. It's in the other room charging up. Well, here's something worth noting in 1 Kings chapter 3. It says, and Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statute of David his father, only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. So, yeah, there were some things that, you know, that were going on there. So, again, Solomon recognized the power of God. And Solomon praised the Lord. He asked for an understanding heart, so God gives him the wisdom of the ages. I mean, he may have been the smartest person that ever lived. And due to that insight and the things that God gave Solomon, you know, Solomon was able to probably, I mean, I guess you would say David was the greatest in the kingdom because there was David who, you know, everything kind of goes through him. And his reign is forever as far as what the Lord says. But there's something else going on here. See, Solomon, okay, he learned to rely on the Lord. In our campaign, listen, I'm not going to invent anything new probably, now unless God gives it to us. But we still have to look back and see what God has given to us. Before anybody knew Cole was here, God knew it. Before they knew about Marcella Shell, God knew it, okay? And he knows what we need. And we're taking in enough money in this state, we should not be having the problems that we're having if everybody wasn't stealing. And that's just about as plain as it can be, and you just got to back all this other stuff off. Because at the end of the day, I tell you what, we're going to answer on this stuff. We're going to answer, and the saddest thing of it all is we've had an opportunity to stand up and do the right thing. It's easy to stand up based on the blood of our founding fathers, based on the blood of those that have fought in the world wars, based on all those that have been willing to go and fight and die for us. Guess what? It's pretty easy to stand up right now, and we still won't do it. We're not going to stand against something if it hurts my family because I'm all for me. Well, let me tell you something. When one family has it all, or when one certain class of people has everything else and all the others lose hope, then you got a real problem on your hands. Then you've got, you know, you've got a coup. You know, when the majority of the people do not care anymore and they've lost hope, you can track it down sort of to this drug epidemic thing. We've got a lot of people who've quit caring, you know. A lot of people did it first time, whatever reason, da-da-da-da, and then they got in there, and then they realized, man, this stuff feels pretty good. And the enjoyment of the drug against the hope that they've lost, it's a no-brainer. And that's what we got to look at here a lot of times. You know, everybody's had a dream. You ask every kid in elementary school, they all want to be policemen. They all want to be doctors. They all want to be lawyers. You know, they all want these fancy careers. Go to them in middle school and ask them what they want to be, and then it drops off quick at the edge of town. Go to high school and ask them, you know. There's so many kids that graduate nowadays that don't even believe there's a hope. But there is. There's an opportunity. And the opportunity is to understand and come and reason with the Lord. And you say, well, how am I going to come and reason with the Lord? You open his book and you start reading a little bit. Start in John chapter 14. Listen, I can't change your status in life. If you're poor, there's a good chance you may always be poor. If you're rich, there's a good chance you may always be rich. You see? And for us to sit and fight against each other is one thing, but at the same time, when it's within your hand to do good to somebody and you don't do it to them, it is sin. That's what the Bible tells us in Proverbs. So if you have the money and you have the power and you have the opportunity to help other people and you don't do it, you're just like a big fat hog in the trough. And the thing is, you got to get beyond that, people. We got way too many people with their hand in the till that wouldn't give you a dollar if you was dying. And the thing is, we've all got to have part of this American dream. We've got to reason this thing out against the backdrop of eternity that's talked about in the Bible. Listen, my life, I'm 51 years into this thing. My life could be required of me at any moment. My dad passed away at 54. I think about that a lot. Do I sit around dwelling on it? No. Do I even care about it? I really don't. Because if I were to leave this world, it'd be great for me. I don't know that it would be good for those I'd leave behind. I don't know for those that I might be able to help if I stay. It wouldn't be good for those that rely on this morning program to get them excited about Jesus, because I will not be here. I will not be found. I will be gone someday. So the idea is for me not to tell you something that you can't look up and find in the Bible on your own, but it's to tell you, hey, this is the plan that the Lord has got for you. This is God's master plan, is for you to come and reason together with the Lord. Nobody's reasoning it out with the Lord. I post a lot of stuff on my Lunsford for State Senate campaign that says, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, creation says that the chicken was made first. But the point of even that is, it doesn't matter how, you know, whichever one of those you want to go with. But I am telling you, if you like living the way that you're living today, okay, it is not going to sustain itself if you fall in with this socialist stuff of this day, because your ideas will be taken from you. Your freedom is taken from you. Anytime somebody gives you something for free, they're taking your freedom, and that's one of the things that you just don't really grasp onto sometimes, is when somebody's taking your freedoms from you, they own you. You're enslaved. And it's so amazing to me that all these people fighting against all this stuff out here have no clue what they're even fighting against. And that's a great sign that it's coming from the devil. When it's chaos and you can't reason with people and common sense is lost, I can turn right to the Bible, that's the point in the Bible where it says, they will not endure sound doctrine. Well, we threw out the Bible a long time ago on things. Even a lot of Christians don't know enough about the Bible and don't read the Bible enough to tell you anything. Oh, I never was good at memorizing and quoting scripture. You don't have to. Just tell me something. Tell me a theme. Tell me a study doctrine of the Bible. Tell me something that the Bible says about the Bible. Tell me something that the Bible says about God, the Holy Spirit, the church. Tell me something that the Bible says about sin. All we do is go and socialize, and then we leave, and we don't think of anything about Jesus till the next time. You ever think on that? That's kind of crazy, isn't it? That's all we're doing right now, man, that's scary. It's all we're doing. Now, here's the deal. What's next? What's the plan? The plan is reasoning out what God wants you to know. Come and reason with the Lord. Not that he's going to change. He doesn't need to change. He is perfect. He has given us an opportunity, a chance to have an opportunity with him. But I've got to do some things. I've got to come to his way of thinking. Not Brooke Lunsford. I don't need your vote. I'm in heaven. Heaven's got me locked down for all eternity. I mean, whatever you want to do, you go ahead and do it. But I'm telling you, you put God's people in some of these positions, and we as a country, we as a state, we as a city, we as a county, turn back to the Lord. The Lord will do some things. It says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name. It doesn't look to me like from that scripture that God's thinking that the world's going to change. He's wanting to see a commitment out of you and me. He's wanting to see what we'll do. He's wanting to see what the master plan is. What is that master plan? The master plan is the Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want, he says there. It's what David tells us in the 23rd Psalm. So I don't have to want for anything when the Lord's my shepherd, because he's leading me beside the still waters. He's giving me the food that I need. All my needs are met in Jesus Christ. This Bible talked about a way back before the Maslow's theory of hierarchy. Hey, food, shelter, clothing, the three basic needs of life. Guess what? The Lord talked about it 2,000 years ago in these scriptures. Think on that for just a little bit. The Lord knows what you need. He knows you need some self-actualization. What is that? That's a point where you start to realize and you feel like you've done a good job at something. Guess what? The best thing you can do a good job at is to be more and more like Jesus every day. That's my goal. Man, I get excited about the politics, get caught up in the moment, then I stop and I think, man, look at this system of crazy. There needs to be some calm. There needs to be some opportunity here. Follow the opportunity. Come to the Bible. Read about God's plan for your life. Call me. Call me. I'll be glad to talk to you about it. 304-638-6563. I am more than happy to sit and talk to you about God's plan for your life. I'm happy. You say, well, that'd be your plan, Lunsford. No, it won't be mine. I'll open the Bible up and show you what it says. See? It says in there, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It says the wages of sin is death, which everything you've earned before you meet Jesus Christ has earned you death. And it's only his mercy and only his grace that's set you aside long enough for you to make a decision. Make your decision today and get saved. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He's got the plan. He's got eternal life. I don't know what you're going through today. I can't solve it, but I tell you what, if you lay it down and let Jesus handle it, well, you say, how's Jesus going to handle it? Well, just lay it down and see, because you can't do nothing with it. Oh, you can worry yourself to death over it. But the Bible tells me I can worry all I want, and it won't help me grow an inch. I could worry all I want, and I'm no closer to getting anything. The opportunity that comes to you is you need to get saved. You need to get saved. Man, oh man. If you will just get saved, everything else will fall into place for you. How do I know? Because that's how it worked for me. Surrender to the Lord. Ask him to take over your life. Just surrender. Get back out of the way for a little bit. Let him do some leading. Let him do some cleaning. Let him bring you into a position where you can be used. The Lord is our shepherd. We don't have to want. Have a great day. God bless.